Books on Tape presents All We Ever Wanted Was Everything by Janelle Brown, read by Rebecca Lohman. We are all failures, at least the best of us are. J. M. Barrie. Chapter 1. June in Santa Rita is perfect, just perfect. The sun sits high in the sky, which is itself just the right shade of unpolluted powder blue, and the temperature averages a mild 83. It isn't too hot to play tennis. Silk doesn't stick. The pool at the club is cool enough so that swimming is refreshing, and the summer fog that usually creeps in off the ocean is held at bay, its gray tentacles undulating right off the shore. Janice Miller wakes up on the last Monday of the month to the sound of a song from her youth playing softly on the radio alarm clock. In the vast king bed, where the impression from her husband's body has already grown cold, the lyrics wash over her as she drifts up toward consciousness. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. A frivolous little tune, one she hasn't heard in decades, and yet she can suddenly recall every word, even the cover of the album. The record had been a bribe from one of her mother's transient post-divorce boyfriends, and 10-year-old Janice had played the song over and over ad nauseam until the record finally disappeared during one of their moves. 39 years later, and Janice is once again hooked in by that uplifting refrain, the curious minor key, "So happy together." She yawns widely. She did not sleep well the night before. Paul crept out of bed at 4 in the morning in order to make it.